really a techie person. I try to do this computer stuff.
Back into regular session.
The sound isn't right.
It is 8 p.m.
I says, when I go down here, I can hear everything. And I get to know you folks better. When it's time to vote, you know, I used to come to all the meetings when Claire was the mayor. And
more entertaining.
And then I started a Bible study, and when it moved over here, I thought, well, I'll just walk down.
Okay,
and
well.
And people think I'm crazy.
Nope.
Well, let's get started. We have an agenda item, hiring new employees. We have 3 new employees. We can do all 3 at once, or we can do 1 at a time.
You want John to start part-time still September 1st?
Well, I'm just going to say John Brown and Michael Bolton.
Bolin.
I don't know why I keep saying that. John Brown would be full-time.
The CD.
Starting
with your truck.
Okay.
Right.
Are you wanting part-time until September 1st? Or hourly?
Hourly until September 1st.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I guess we have to do them separately because John Brown would be hourly until September 1st, and then Michael would be pending getting into PTI.
So make a motion to hire John Brown as deputy chief, starting immediately part time at the part time hourly rate until September 1st when he becomes full time at what's your salary? Do you want
58.5
now?
I think so. Is that right? I think it was 58.5. Should have been my executive session notes.
58 this week, so.
Okay, 58 then.
At $58,000 a year salary.
Yeah, right there.
These are confidential.
Call me. It had to be.
No. Do you
so
want,
I need a
motion. Are we doing them separately?
I would do that one separately.
Yeah.
Just so it's
I second.
Okay. Roll call.
Bucko.
I see what you did there.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
All right, Michael.
When's this academy date?
It moved.
October 11th, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Currently.
Okay.
It was September, and then
it
got moved.
It keeps moving.
So you think September 15th be a good?
You want to hire him and have him here a couple weeks?
I don't know what.
Or, I mean, at least get him outfitted.
Yeah, I mean, we need to go
so
over here and
he can, so he can
he
at least,
get paperwork
it won't be full-time starting September 15th, but he can still come in and get paid.
You could take him for a pretest too, at PTI. At least they used to. And before we spend a bunch of money.
Because then he'll have stuff to bring in to finish up and paperwork and everything.
Okay, go for it.
Motion to hire Michael Bolin as a police officer starting September 15th at the part-time hourly rate of $20 an hour until October 11th, till the PTI start date when he was become full-time.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call.
Buffo.
Yes.
Carey.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
All right. Chrissy Garcia.
Motion to hire Chrissy Garcia as a part-time police officer with an immediate start date.
Second.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Buffo.
Yes.
Carey.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
All right, bills.
Make a motion to pay bills as presented.
Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
He sounds
yes.
So thrilled.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes. All signed.
Thank you.
You may have to sign something on one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
Rob,
I didn't
before
see
we
any,
move on to the
sewer credits. Okay.
Speed limit thing. Did you say we were going to lower the speed limit around parks and?
We can. We can actually do that today. Actually, we cannot do that today because it doesn't say.
It's not specific.
It just says lowering speed limit through town.
We would want an ordinance that you would approve, so you just don't put it in the minutes.
Yeah, I was like.
So you won't be able to do it today, but there's, I think you were about to get into it, Rob, but there's two parts to it. You can do just around parks only right now, because you don't have a traffic study. Once your traffic study is complete, then you can do it for the whole town if the traffic study supported that, and you'll make that decision. So if it's really important to get the parks taken care of immediately, then we can have for next meeting. Otherwise, you probably save money by just doing it all in one shot after you get the traffic study. And then I would suggest that the chief is the one working on the traffic study.
Yes.
You might, once it's done in rough form, you might send it to me, and we might tweak it a little bit.
See, I thought I would have Christy help, now that we've hired her, help Justin on that. I love you, Justin. But she's used to writing like large documents and all of those lines, so, and that would free him up to just give her the data and say, can you put this into a report?
Will she need to kind of be with Justin for a few
weeks? Oh, yeah.
She'll have to go through a 40-hour refresher online, and then, of course, get her up to speed with our operations, and then just kind of getting back in the flow of things. But.
Well, that'd be good if he's working on something and she has something to work on, too, so.
So I thought we could start bringing her in to do some of that stuff, and she's going to have to get uniforms. And so we can, now that we got her hired immediately, then we can work around her schedule, and you guys can start working on that and putting together a document, and she can work directly with Mark. And so.
I'm sure you're aware, but flexibility is probably key during this time, just with about anybody. Matt's going to start doing his lunch a little later. For the same reason, he's got to get his kid home, and so that's fine.
Which I think actually works out really well, because all the maintenance guys take the lunch at the same time. So now they're going to be staggered a little bit. So we'll actually have people around in case water turn on or, I mean, whatever. There's always something that seems to come up in that hour that they're gone. So we'll actually have guys around. So, and that's part of being a village, is the flexibility, which I love.
Well, that should be an advantage being here, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, anything else for us before we move on?
Just as far as are we going to have, like, these swearing in, like, at a board meeting and try
we
to
can.
Have all three come in and get sworn in, we, or?
We could do that. Yeah, make it nice. We've done that in the past. We just have to find the. You probably already have it.
I can.
The oath?
Find
the oath.
One.
I have it.
Have it. Well, I mean, put together in kind of like a little nice, pretty format. Yeah. And you did that last time, didn't you? Yeah. Never mind.
You got it.
I'll just let you guys handle it. Just tell me what I need to do and where do I need to sign and what I need to say. So.
Fiscal is what you need to say.
Right.
I hate all of you. So no sewer credits. Okay, regular session minutes, August 4th and 6th, 2020.
Make a motion to accept executive regular session minutes. Regular session minutes for August 4th and August 6th, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, sorry. Executive session minutes. She's actually texting too, so I can see it pop up in the Teams thing. So
can we?
Oh, can it up there too?
I make a motion to accept executive session minutes for July 21st, 2020, and August 4th, 2020, as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Buffo. Perry.
Yes.
Ping.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
Okay, review the approval of the ordinance. Do we have, that's in the thing. Amending the employee policy manual. I apologize, I sent you a late thing on the clerk and the office manager's job descriptions, but.
I owe him a.
That's okay, we don't do anything fast.
No, we do not, but we do it right. The first, well, sometimes.
I owe you a review of this supervisor, too. It's the week, a couple weeks before move-in, cool. So.
You have to excuse me getting
so
anything.
So we'll table this for now.
Oh, we can approve these because these were my last meeting.
Well, the one thing I would like to change in the employee manual, and I did not send this to you, is where part-timers can be hired without going through the board.
I thought we...
Did we change that? Did it get changed?
Part-timers, I thought it was...
Where part-timers do not have to go through the board because it slows things down.
We didn't have to do part-timers, but I thought it was...
I'm pretty sure it was part-timers in there. I can't, this is way too small.
Bless you.
Keep your particles over there.
Okay, it says the village president has the authority to hire or appoint all positions in the village, including police chief and public works supervisor, unless otherwise established by statute or ordinance. All recruitment and hiring processes will follow the steps outlined in section 3.13. The village clerk, police chief, public works supervisor, and village treasurer are appointed with the advice and consent of the village board.
So part-timers can be hired without going through the board?
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time we send them out to you guys anyway, but it just streamlines it for part-timers. Perfect. Okay. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't include part-timers.
Yeah. All right. So I need a motion.
Wait, I have one note on this. We're talking about the manual, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to find it. I apologize. Under 3.6 job classification, we have full-time employees at 40 hours a week. We have part-time less than 35. So what if somebody's averaging 37 or 36? Where do they fall? Or are we just basically committing to anything under 40 is not full-time? I'm not sure if I asked that question the right way.
I think we did it because of the insurance. That's why we put in the 1,000 hours on the part-time.
That's because IMRF.
IMRF, yeah. And then also, it was because of the retirement.
Yeah.
IMRF, you have to be,
yeah,
if you're over 1,000 hours, we have to start paying into retirement.
Right.
But what you're saying is 40 hours and 32 hours.
Point.
So full-time is as individuals who are regularly scheduled to work no less than 40 hours per week. Fine. But then anybody who works less than 35 is considered part-time. So what happens to somebody who works 36 or 37?
Well, unless they work over 1,000 hours, and then they'd come on to our IMRF.
So do we need to just change it to part-time
just
employees?
Change,
can I work
take
less?
Take up to 35 then, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I work more than 1,000 hours?
Yeah, just that's fine. Take out the 35 and put part-time employees can't work over 1,000 hours.
999.
Okay, 999.
Yeah.
It's not per calendar year, it's a
no,
rolling
it's, right.
Annually.
Which makes it very confusing.
Yeah.
In a 12-month period.
Right. It's by your anniversary date.
Yep.
Perfect. So with that amendment in there, is this good to go? If it is, then I just need a motion, and then we'll fix that amendment. We can get it approved.
Make the motion. Motion to approve the employee policy manual.
With the change of 990 hours.
With the change under 3.6.2 part-time employees to work less than 999 hours per
annual
year on anniversary hiring date.
Perfect. Perfect. Any second?
Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, the electronic policy, technology usage policy. ordinance 2020-016. Do I have a motion on that?
Go for it. This is the one we already had, right? We didn't actually change anything.
There was some changes, too.
Yeah, we made some changes.
There were some changes, yeah.
Because it still had pager.
Oh, yeah.
And so.
And it was if you must use a cell phone while driving.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember those specific changes.
Motion to approve the electronic and technology use policy.
Second.
Buffo?
I'm going to abstain because I couldn't get this to open, so I haven't really seen it, so.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, so the next one is a liquor license. This is till the Casey's have put the thing out so they could do curbside liquor sales, which all the Casey's around are asking for this. So that amends that. We kind of already had this because Lou and Denny's does curbside technically from their sliding glass doors, but I don't think they sell much package anymore. But they have a package liquor license, and you run over the ding dingy thing, and they'll run out. Used to run out and take package, from the way I understood it. So this amends that to allow Kelsey's, Casey's, and others to do curbside delivery.
I'll make a motion to approve ordinance 2020-0-14, amending Class P of the liquor license ordinance.
Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Abstain.
So the next one is the approval of the refinancing of the 2012 GO bond.
General obligation.
This will save us. I don't have it in front of me. Do you have it in front of you, Brandy? Is it the MIT final payment estimate?
No, it's the... under TIF. And the refinancing comparison. If we go with D.A. Davison, which is supposed to save us the most, we would be saving $175,575.
So.
I'll make a motion to approve refinancing of 2012 GO bond.
And you've got a specific refinance proposal?
We've got
three.
Okay. Are you picking one of them tonight? Or
well, I have a question.
What are you voting on?
With this, can the board vote to refinance it and go with whatever the best one is at the time? Because these seem to change quite a bit. Because and as soon as we get
you
one
could,
locked in.
You could, in my experience, these companies will then send you back an ordinance that you approve that does everything. So you're
okay.
Really not committed to doing anything tonight. You vote on it.
But do we need to name one of these, or can we leave it open to the whichever saves us the most at the time? Because I've been watching these and getting the emails back and forth, and they're changing on the market.
Yeah,
so we need to lock it in.
The motion could read to authorize the board president to
I
think Ryan's taking the making the motion. That
yeah.
You state.
I sound just like Mark, but this is my motion.
It is, yes. So to authorizing the president to select one of the three bids as presented to refinance the 2012 general obligation bonds.
And it'll probably be Davison because that seems like they've had the better offer.
Dependent upon his determination of the best terms. I think that's what I heard Ryan say, but you were mumbling. Gotta speak up, Ryan.
Yeah, the, my mic needs cleaned.
Second.
I'll second that motion of Ryan's.
You're speaking of Ryan. All right,
Buffo.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Ping.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
So on the next one, they want the final payment for the 2020 MFT street repairs.
It's actually, I replaced your other pay estimate in the packet with an updated one from yesterday, because the first one we put in there Friday was a first and final. But since they aren't done with the sweeping and everything, we have to keep retainage of 5%, so it's been updated to reflect that 5%.
Oh, perfect, thank you. That's what was exactly, you read my mind.
So is that the 199,000 then?
189,000,
okay.
Where's that one?
I don't have that, I only have 199. Yeah, so it's the same thing. We're just deducting about $9,900 out of it. So I'll make a motion to pay Ileana Construction $189,078.60 for the MFT project.
In a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Buffo.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Ping.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
All right, nuisance file, we're going to go ahead and move forward for demolition permit on...
Judgment for demolition.
Judgment for demolition for, what was the addresses of those?
206 to 210 West Rose Street.
If you would like to see pictures of the bulging walls and the roofs falling in, she's got some really good pictures of them.
I drove by today, I was going to ask about that, so...
Yeah, that, we're going to go ahead and move forward on that. We've been working back and forth with Justin. I haven't been... And everybody in
what
on
street
it
is that?
That's right across the street from Brandy.
Are you sure you want it down?
Hmm?
Are you sure you would like it down?
Well, if we could keep the critters that are going to come out of it away, that would be great.
It'll be a mess. And then we'll, if we get the permit, that, or the, then we'll put
the
a lien on the, we'll put a lien on the property for it. The back taxes, 2 years the back taxes have been bought, and they, so.
Three.
Yeah,
16,
three
17 and 18.
So they have bought all three? Okay.
Well, but it's not the same person.
Oh, awesome.
But that notification that Justin emailed us that he sent to everybody, including the people that bought taxes, say that our lien would be superior over everybody else.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, there's a little wrinkle in law that protects us. Some of us were panicking. Figured it out.
Perfect. So that's the one update on the nuisance files. I mean, we have some properties that we need to probably start visiting and start hammering again.
Yeah, we probably do need to do that, particularly before the weather turns and then we're, you know, we're kind of granting passes because of weather. We probably need to put some pushes into the fall in a big way on some of these properties.
So.
I do have a question. How is somebody going about report a nuisance property?
You emailed the village board. Or the, and then it gets
info at TolonoIL.us or call us.
Post that on our little stream going.
There's also a form you can fill out online, just the general contact if you don't need it.
Yeah. And I encourage everybody to report them through there. It's easier to track, it's easier to get them on the list and to do the updates on it. And we've kind of laid off on them a little bit just because we've been running Justin in every different direction available. So we need to.
Good point. Keep some.
Now that we're giving him an actual police force, then we can start going on after it again a little bit more.
I want to kind of along that same lines. If you have any questions or any way that the village can help you, or if you want to know why we gave you this, or what's the deal with this, anybody can call or email us at any time, and we will be more than happy to help. And if we don't know the answers, we will find the answers.
Perfect. That's really good. I mean, because we get a lot of stuff on Facebook and a lot of questions and a lot of misinformation out there, and it's easier just to go straight to the horse's mouth, for lack of a better term.
I think so.
Whatever. All right, so special vent, special permits. We have one in the thing.
Do we?
Yes, Loose Cobra. It's outside alcohol sales, so
where's
Brandy
that?
Can't approve it. It's in the agenda, or...
action items?
Action items, thank you.
Okay.
It's the very last one on action items. I like that file, by the way, a lot.
You must be inside the scenes folder, like I was. It's actually in the SharePoint folder.
I can't get it to go bigger, though.
Brian has complicated my world, just so you know.
When you figure it out, it actually works really well, but I was having problems going back and forth because you have to close the document.
Where's the action folder?
Eventually we'll have this all figured out, and then they'll change to a different system, so...
Teams, and then I do the files down there.
Okay.
You said it's the alcohol sales that kicks
no,
it does.
No, I just need to go to the village board.
It's just the alcohol sales
that
kicks it does.
That
yeah,
work.
That's it. Other than that, you get approved.
Yeah, so
like
village
sales.
Board, and then you know,
I mean, where else is he going to sell?
2020, and then 2020.
And his bar, we closed his bar for a couple days.
How do I? I can't get that on my phone.
Do we have a?
He had. Long story, but and somebody backed into his front porch. The fire department called me and said they only have one egress because you can't go in and out the front door because
so it's the
same
thing.
Porch is going
to
fall down.
Yeah, go to that.
Justin took care of half of the accident, and then so between the fire department and the village, we closed his business down until they fixed it. They fixed it the very next day. So. And they did a really good job fixing it. I was impressed. So it was the son of one of his bartenders because she wanted to go to work that day, and he's like, "Okay, I'll fix it for you." Matt was out of town; he didn't even know they were fixing it. So, but no, I just need a motion on this, and I can't read.
Oh, he's got a question.
Okay,
go ahead.
What was your question?
He had asked if we had a time limit on these. Do you know when this actually came in? Because it's in Word, it's not actually dated as to when we received it. That might help Jared know when it actually came in.
Give me a minute because he emailed it to me.
Okay. And the only reason it's before us is because of the alcohol.
Yes,
outside alcohol.
It came in on 8/11.
Okay, so it came in. It came in with more than enough time to get it approved. But it was between board meetings, Jared.
And while you're mulling this over, a couple things were. Because of the things that are kind of going on and the health department possibly kind of cracking down on how many people can be in a establishment and different things like that, I think we're going to leave, I'm going to allow them to leave their outside seating outside for Jacks and stuff. I don't like it. I don't think it looks good.
but we haven't had any problem. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but we haven't had any problems with it.
Not that I'm aware of, and none that has been, you know, brought to my attention.
And I know Trackside shrank theirs, but they're going to make it a little bit bigger. They have another kind of event coming, so they're going to force people else. You know, they're going to try to control how many people they have in their establishment, so they're going to make it a little bit bigger for a day or two, and then so it's going to kind of grow and shrink as they can do stuff.
So here's my question about Jack's. Which person did they actually come contact about using the public parking spaces for their outdoor seating?
That was actually discussed at the board meeting. We discussed it, and the board as a whole approved that. We came up with a plan. Actually, Woody and I actually approached all the bars and told them they could do it after we talked about it at the board meeting. And then Woody went and set the barricades up for them and kind of worked on a plan for them. But that was discussed here.
Really? I think it was one of our virtual ones.
I'm good on this one because we talked about it.
Yeah. All right.
And it was only supposed to be like a temporary thing because it started because Greg wanted to do it with his tents. So we brought it up for that. So then I'm like, I'm not going to allow one person permission to do it if we can't figure out how everybody can do it. Because that was before when they couldn't have anybody in their bars at all, but they could do outside sales.
Okay.
And Jack has no way of doing outside sales.
Okay.
So we discussed it. And then we gave them that little small space, but
now I'm remembering that conversation.
Yeah, and it's
specifically he didn't have the ability to do outside sales.
And we thought about putting them in our gravel lot, but then
yes.
I don't want them walking up and down the sidewalk. I'd rather just go straight out and straight back.
I've never seen very many people out there.
There's usually like two or three. Now lunch, it gets a little lunch crowd.
That's good.
So. But yeah, it hasn't been a problem.
Okay, no, it hasn't. I hadn't remembered the approval of.
And Jack would
that
love to buy the VFW. He's been trying to buy the VFW.
I thought
buy it. No, nobody will call him back. The village has tried to get, because the village needs to work on utilities in there. Can't get a hold of anybody in there. That's something we're going to have to probably talk about to you about.
Okay.
And getting a warrant that we need to get in there to check our utilities?
It is. It would be a bench warrant.
And so keep that in your queue, too, because we're probably going to have to do that. Because we can't get a hold. We've tried everybody in that family.
Why don't we just go ahead and do it?
Huh?
Why don't we just go ahead and do it?
Get the bench warrant?
Yeah.
I'll have to talk to Matt and kind of coordinate with him when he wants to do it, because you only have 96 hours on it. I'm guessing it's the same way.
No, it's going to be a different kind of warrant.
A different kind? Okay.
Yeah, but there's more process to it.
Okay.
It's not like a police warrant.
We'll coordinate with Matt.
It's more of a civil action, and we file something in court, and then we make a motion, and we then send some notices to the people we think own the property so they have an opportunity to come in and tell the judge it's a bad idea. And then when they don't show, then the judge gives us an order, and it could be good for 30 days or whatever we ask for.
And it wouldn't hurt to look at our utilities in there because nobody's been in that building for years.
But like Ryan said, it wouldn't hurt to get the process started, especially if there is process to it.
There is process. You're looking at like a couple, 3 months maybe.
Yeah, because we don't want to be doing that in the winter.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, if you can email me the address of what we're talking about, I'll talk to Justin Bruner about it and we'll just get it coordinated. Keep it streamlined and easy.
So, any other discussion on this ordinance? Or, I'm sorry, this permit?
Yes. With the new restrictions that were put on from the governor, is this would be violating those restrictions.
How so?
With the amount of people that can be in a location and also serving food and alcohol inside the restaurant.
Well, I think, isn't it a group of 50 so far apart? Those groups of 50?
I don't know what the new restrictions are.
I mean, he's going to have to be the one
changing from day to day.
He's going to have to be the one that applies to the CDC regulations or whatever.
Yeah.
So all we're doing is allowing him to sell the beer outside.
Yeah.
I think what you could do is just approve it subject to his compliance with governor's emergency orders, and then that gets it off your back.
Yeah, I feel like I agree with Ryan. We're just approving the outside alcohol sales.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve Loose Cobra's special event permit for Saturday, August 22nd from 4 to 11 p.m. So with the...
Subject to their compliance with the governor emergency orders.
Yes, thank you.
Second. Okay, second.
Bevo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, our next meeting is September 1st. Anything to add before we close up shop?
I was looking at our water, our water usage for May, June, July, and August of what we show that we're billing and what Illinois American Water is showing we're buying from them. It's very drastic between those 4 months.
We did flushing. We had the leak on Olden Street that was leaking for a long time. So we did a lot of flushing.
That was in May, wasn't it? That.
Well, are they a month behind on the billing?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I know we did because I had some questions on it too, and I
yeah,
because
like
flushing.
May we there's 120,000 or 125,000 gallons different, and then in June it's $1.3 million different, and then July's almost 300,000, and then August is 500.
It's always in the hundreds of thousands, it seems.
Yeah, but not in the
it just seems,
tens of hundreds.
Just
of
seems drastically
right,
different. Mm-hmm. I'd have to find it again on here.
But I noticed they've got a flusher on their hydrant out by John Deere too now.
That's not our.
I know that's theirs. That's why I noticed they have that. So.
We're not.
But yeah, I mean like August, we haven't had, I don't know of any leaks that we had in July, but we have 500,000 gallons difference.
Well, I know they flushed a lot. They had
a lot of
flushing like crazy. But that'd be a Matt question.
I kind of that's what I asked him, and he's not really sure.
And like the June bill, the billing was April 25th through May 26th.
The June bill?
From an Illinois American.
Okay.
It's April to May. So July would be May to June.
That's under the gallons in that spreadsheet, the dates there, that's what the bill dates are. We got the bill in May, and it was for 327 to 424, and we billed 315 to 415.
That was June.
Oh, that was a huge leak too.
I think it was June.
Because that was just pouring into the catch basin. And that leaked all weekend, at least.
Well, I think what we need to look at then is if that one leak made us lose 1.3 million gallons of water, then is it better off to do that as emergency repair?
Yeah, I mean, because what that was that the 6-inch that was leaking? No,
that was the 2-inch.
The 2-inch.
I don't know. This is something I guess kind of look at and look into because that.
Well, look at the money. I mean, I think the big thing is how much did it cost us that month, and how much does it cost us to have three guys go out and repair it, or how much does it cost us to call a plumber in to come and repair it, and how much would we save?
Where do I find that again on here? I'm getting discouraged with this thing. I can't find that.
document.
That document I was referring to.
I think if we look at that and look at the money wise, and if, like you said, I agree with you, if we're losing $5,000 and having a crew come in and fix it is $1,000 for to pay their overtime, it'd be cheaper to fix the leak.
While Ryan's looking that over, one thing I do have a comment and a question from is that anytime that we get a person or business that is willing to solicit in the Village of Tolono, that we make that a public announcement on all of our social media platforms, so everyone in the community is actually in the know of who's coming around to their houses and if they are or are legitimate.
You should always ask them for a permit from the village.
Yeah. But I agree. I don't want to make a phone call on rave, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind putting it down on our social media platforms, but we're not calling, doing the rave call thing.
And that's fine. I'm just, a lot of people don't even know to ask. So it was brought to my attention that somebody was going around. I didn't even know, so I had to email the board, and yes, this company did have permits.
And if
so
people
I went
have
back to
problems.
Let the elderly person know that they did have a permit, but they didn't know. So yeah. I think if people don't know the rules, then but it would be nice to know, because I think when I first moved here, there was something out that was posted when people were going around selling stuff. So it's just something that we can do. I'm not saying a phone call. But, I mean, we have so many social media platforms, I think it's good to use them for letting the village, the community, and everybody that lives here in the know when asked to relate to our community. Because I would hate for me to have somebody come into our community and sell something and be scammed.
Well, but that's part of the problem, too. We're not double-checking. We're not checking credentials. All they're doing is they're getting their driver's license with the company they work for, and it's like $5. I think. So we have one of the companies comes in every year and they have a whole
I'm not saying we're checking credentials, but yeah. It's still, I mean.
So we don't know if it's a scam or not, is what I'm saying. Just because they have a village permit does not mean it's.
They just check in to give us a point of contact. That's all they're doing.
But if people have problems with something they're selling, please get that information to us and then we can pull their permit. So, and then we can flag them that
not asking for phone calls, I'm just asking for
the
village to know, because
and that's a really good idea.
They missed my house and they went to the older person's house, so that's what I was saying, is they missed my house specifically to go to that person. That's the only reason why.
It's because of those stay off my lawn signs.
And
you
probably
have.
The blue paint
and
in the buckets that he's waiting to
throw
at people.
She's so mean. But no, I just, it was something that was asked of me to inform our community of what people are doing.
That's a great idea. That's a really good idea. All right. We're done. I just need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed?
Aye.